Resolving disagreements. The following procedures describe the processes available to parents and public agencies for resolving disagreements regarding a child's early intervention or special education program and related services. These options include mediation, state complaint, and due process complaint. Mediation. Mediation is a process that may be used to resolve disagreements between the parents of a child with a disability and the public agency responsible for the education of the child. An employee of the Office of Administrative Hearings, OAH, who is qualified and trained in effective mediation techniques, conducts the mediation. The individual selected by OAH will not have a personal or professional conflict of interest. Mediation is at no cost to the parent or public agency responsible for the child's early intervention or education, including the cost of a meeting with parents to encourage mediation. A request for mediation is made to the public agency responsible for the early intervention or education of the child and the OAH. To assist parents with filing a request for mediation, a form is available from the public agency and on the MSDE website at www.marylandpublicschools.org. For further assistance, contact the public agency's Special Education Office or the MSDE Division of Special Education Early Intervention Services, 410-767-7770. Parents or the public agency may be accompanied and advised by counsel during mediation. A mediation session will generally occur within 20 days of the receipt of a written request at a location convenient to parents and the public agency. Mediation sessions are closed proceedings. Discussions that occur during mediation must be confidential and cannot be used as evidence in any subsequent due process hearing or civil action. Parents or the public agency may be asked to sign a confidentiality pledge before the start of the mediation. An agreement reached by the parties in the mediation must be set forth in a written agreement that is enforceable in any state court that has the authority to hear this type of case, or in a federal district court. A public agency may not use mediation to deny or delay the parent's right to a hearing on the parent's due process complaint. Page 18. Meeting to encourage mediation. A public agency may offer to parents who elect not to use the mediation process to meet at a time and location convenient to the parents to explain the benefits of the mediation process and encourage parents to use the process. Difference between a state complaint and a due process complaint. In addition to mediation, parents have the right to use the state complaint process or the due process complaint process to resolve disagreements with the public agency. These options have different rules and procedures. The IDEA regulations have separate procedures for state complaints and for due process complaints. As explained below, any individual or organization may file a state complaint alleging a violation of any IDEA requirement by a public agency. Only a parent or a public agency may file a due process complaint on any matter relating to the identification, evaluation, early intervention services, or educational placement of a child with a disability, or the provision of a free appropriate public education, FAPE, to the child. MSDE staff generally must resolve a state complaint within 60 calendar days unless the timeline is properly extended. An ALJ must hear a due process complaint, if not resolved through a resolution meeting or through mediation, and issue a written decision within 45 calendar days after the end of the resolution period unless the ALJ grants a specific extension of the timeline at the parent's request or the public agency's request. For an overview and comparison of these options, see the attachment to this document. State complaint. individuals and organizations have the right to file a state complaint with the Maryland State Department of Education, MSDE. In order for the state to conduct an investigation, the written complaint must meet specific criteria as required in the IDEA regulations. If an individual or an organization believes a public agency has violated a federal or state law or regulation concerning an early intervention or special education requirement, or that a public agency has not implemented a due process hearing decision, a state complaint may be filed. The complaint must be filed with the MSDE and should be addressed to the Assistant State Superintendent, Division of Special Education, Early Intervention Services, MSDE, 200 West Baltimore Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. The person or organization that files a state complaint with MSDE must also send a copy of the complaint to the public agency at the same time. To assist with filing the complaint, detailed procedures and a form are available on the MSDE website at www.marylandpublicschools.org or by calling the Division's Complaint Investigation and Due Process Branch at 410-767-7770. The state complaint must include a statement that the public agency has violated a requirement of federal or state law or regulation, the facts upon which the statement is based, the signature and contact information for the person or organization filing the state complaint, and page 19. If the state complaint is alleging a violation with respect to a specific child, the name and address of residence of the child, the name of the school the child is attending. In the case of a homeless child or youth, available contact information for the child and the name of the school the child is attending. A description of the nature of the problem of the child, including facts relating to the problem. And a proposed resolution of the problem to the extent known and available to the party at the time the state complaint is filed. A state complaint must allege a violation that has occurred not more than 1 year prior to the state receiving the complaint. MSDE is to issue their findings within 60 calendar days of receipt of the state complaint and may extend the 60-day timeline if exceptional circumstances exist regarding a particular complaint, or the parent and the public agency involved voluntarily agree to extend the time to try mediation or alternative means of dispute resolution. At a minimum, MSDE shall conduct an independent, on-site investigation if it is determined necessary. Provide the complainant the opportunity to submit additional information, either orally or in writing, about the allegations in the state complaint. Review all relevant information and make an independent determination as to whether a public agency has violated requirements of federal and state laws, and issue a written decision to the complainant and the public agency that addresses each allegation in the complaint and contains findings of fact and conclusions. The decision will also include the reasons for the final decision and procedures for the effective implementation of the final decision, if needed, including technical assistance activities, negotiations, and corrective actions to achieve compliance. If MSDE determines a public agency has failed to provide appropriate services, the final written decision shall address how a public agency is to remediate the denial of those services appropriate to the needs of the child and appropriate future services for all children with disabilities. Resolving a state complaint. Mediation and other less formal methods to resolve the disagreement may be available and are encouraged. If the parties resolve the complaint, MSDE does not need to conduct an investigation under the federal regulations. Resolving a state complaint that is the subject of a due process hearing. If MSDE receives a state complaint that is also part of a due process hearing, or if a state complaint contains multiple issues of which one or more are part of a hearing, MSDE must set aside any part of the state complaint that is being addressed in the due process hearing until the conclusion of that due process hearing. However, any issue in the state complaint that is not part of the due process hearing must be resolved using the timeline and procedures described above. If an issue is raised in a state complaint that has previously been decided in a due process hearing involving the same parties, the hearing decision is binding, and MSDE shall inform the complainant to that effect.